I think the first thing is just listening to teachers and understanding what it is that they see as needs to feel support and that they're compensated fairly. One thing that I do hear consistently is really about folks that are working in the para position and bus driving positions, because those pay not that great. And in fact, many other jobs in the community, perhaps working at a fast food restaurant or a grocery store, can give you year-round employment at a much higher wage. So those are things that we need to be looking about in compensation. The other thing with teacher compensation is ensuring that we're continuously looking at our pay scales to make sure that they're in line with our local job market and other teacher salaries in other districts, to ensure that we're being competitive. Around being supported, there are lots of things that we can do to create a culture where our teachers feel respected and valued. One thing that I know is really important to folks is coming into the profession of a teacher. It's different than others, where there are different levels of growth and ways to move up the career ladder. So perhaps we could be thinking about innovative ideas for helping people grow in the profession and wanting to stay in the district. We hear a lot of times about teacher shortage and classroom sizes, but perhaps there's some things that we could do where folks could move into larger, increased positions where perhaps they're overseeing a staff of younger teachers and providing coaching and guidance to help them improve. The other thing that I think that we should be looking at is professional learning for our teachers and understanding what it is that they want to do in terms of their own career growth, and helping be a little bit more flexible and finding really good opportunities for them to continue that trajectory.